لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, we are with you here on the Days of Virtue, inshallah ta'ala, a special show that talks about the special days of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah. And we have with us our exceptional Sheikh, Sheikh Mustafa Mahmood. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. كيف حالك شيخ هشام؟
الحمد لله جزاك الله خيرا.
يا مرحبا.
يا مرحبا يا مرحبا. شيخنا, we have gone through a journey all about Hajj and all about the days of Dhul Hijjah and the virtues of these days. We have now reached, you know, the climax, subhanAllah, of these days, which is the day of Al-Arafah, Sheikh. Sheikh, why is the deadly, what are the virtues of the day of Arafah?
Wallahi, I'm thinking about where to start.
Yeah.
But let's narrow it down, inshallah, and make it very simple. I will start with the pilgrims themselves. Mm. Among the virtues of the day of Arafah, you find that those who go to Hajj, in a hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that people go to Arafah among, and it's among the pillars of Hajj. And you notice that as they stand for Arafah, يَنْزِلُ اللَّهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, Allah descends all the way to the earth's heaven.
Yeah.
And as he comes all the way down, the next thing that he says, and he speaks to his angels because of the love that he has, the mercy that he feels for them, and how much he loves the atmosphere of his servants, that my servants have come to me, shi'athan ghabran, that they are in a state of, they're kind of more like disheveled, they're full of dust, their hair is rough. And what are they doing? They're standing in front of me, يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتِي. They are expecting my mercy.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. That is the importance of the day of Arafah for those who have gone to Hajj. Mm-hmm. And you notice not only just that. When Allah mentioned that they are expecting my mercy to them, it's about Allah forgiving them. So what he does is that, يُغَسِّلُ اللَّهُ ذُنُوبَهُمْ فِي هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّ.
SubhanAllah.
If you put the ahadith together, you find that Allah is explaining to us, or the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, that He washes away their sins and makes them as if they are on the day that they were born by their mother, subhanAllah. Now, how about for the non-pilgrims though?
Yeah.
How about us? The day of Arafah is a day that if one is to literally pay attention on the day, they can have their previous year's sins forgiven and the upcoming year's sins forgiven.
Yeah.
And they cannot just do that. They can show how grateful they are to Allah, that Allah will open the doors of goodness and blessings in their lives that they have never ever imagined before. Mm. And there is nothing greater for us today to have our sins forgiven, especially living in an atmosphere like this, where we are literally distracted with so much fawahish,
yeah,
and so much maharim and everything else, maladhat wal malahi, which had literally took our and struck our hearts, that we are distracted and we are far away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the repentance. We need the forgiveness of Allah. And if there was to be anything greater than that, I would have mentioned it, but I don't see anything which is better than that.
No, of course. And you know, to be moved away from the hellfire and you zahzihahum anin nar. Yani.
I was saying
that is the yani manfaz. That is the person who is the faiz, the real winner to be saved from the fire, from the hellfire, and to be entered into paradise, which means your sins have been forgiven, subhanAllah. The ultimate success.
May Allah make us of those people.
Ameen,
who need it, subhanAllah.
Ameen. Sheikh, subhanAllah. So from what we understand is that the day of Arafah, you know, we see the scenes on TV, subhanAllah, it's a day of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete repentance. Imagine 2 million people standing on one area, in one area, all seeking one thing, and that is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is really what Arafah is all about, subhanAllah. We see those images of people just pleading and begging Allah for their forgiveness. People who have made the once in a lifetime journey, subhanAllah. You see it on the day of Arafah. You see the climax, the real show of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I believe Allah ta'ala also, you know, on that day also, He comes to the, you know, on the plains of Arafah, He comes to the lowest heaven. I heard something like this, Sheikh. Do you have any more information about it?
SubhanAllah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't only come down for the hujjaj alone. He comes down even for you and I who cannot do hajj as well.
Subhanallah.
And in a hadith of Abu Qatada, he narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an fadli yawmi Arafah. He was asked about the bounties and the greatness of the day of Arafah. And the Messenger responded by saying, on that day, in the evening of that day, when Allah descends, He doesn't just descend for the people that go to Hajj, the pilgrims. He descends for even you and I. أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والتي بعدها. Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
When the Messenger used the word أحتسب,
yeah,
that was a beautiful word to put it there. Why? Because when he said أحتسب, which means he hopes,
yeah,
not only that, he expects. You know when someone is expecting, which means that there's a 90% chance of that thing happening. Okay? So that's why he used the word ihtisab.
And it's almost like a form of anticipation.
Exactly. Exactly the same hadith. That hadith used the word ihtisab. And the same. There's another hadith about Ramadan where the Messenger said, man qama Ramadana, imanan and wahtisaban.
Ihtisaban, yeah.
And he's expecting an accounting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, why does the Messenger have to use ihtisaban in Ramadan and use ihtisaban for the day of Arafah?
Yeah.
It's because for the one who has anticipation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Ramadan, for the good deeds that they're doing, they will find themselves in a state of blessings. And Allah will forgive them their sins in Ramadan. In Ramadan, yeah, we have itqum min al-nar.
Yeah.
Our necks are forbidden from the hellfire.
Yes.
And even beyond that. And we have Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna.
Yeah.
On top of that, on the day of Arafah, if one is to fast on that day and fulfill their fast accordingly, then they should not expect anything else except that Allah will forgive them their previous year's sins and the upcoming year's sins. But bear in mind, i'lam, mm-hmm, when we mention sins, we don't talk about the major sins. We're talking about the minor sins. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ by default, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. The minor sins that we commit, and they are the most often committed,
mm,
compared to the major ones,
small ones,
the ones that Allah will completely wipe them away for us. And for the major ones, we have to literally ask Allah directly for forgiveness, subhanAllah.
And Sheikh, speaking on that last point, asking Allah, there is an importance placed on making dua on the day of Arafah.
Aywa, yes. Mm. One has to do dua, especially dua. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min.
Mm.
Dua is the power and the tool of the mu'min.
Yeah.
It's literally that one super strength that they ever have. It's exactly what the shield that they would be using to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one thing that can connect them close to Allah and have everything in their lives go according to how they want it. Dua is what we should be doing. But
yes,
the most important dua that we need to do is seek maghfirah from Allah, forgiveness from Allah. It's a day that every one of us, just like how the hujjaj ask Allah for forgiveness, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, is exactly what we should be doing.
SubhanAllah, Shaykh. So we should be making dua, okay, for pilgrims and non-pilgrims. Anything else that non-pilgrims should be doing on the day apart from fasting and making dua, Shaykh?
MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, yes. If, for example, you've been busy with your life, you really can't focus on doing ibadat on these 10 days, but Allah, Allah, biyawmi Arafah. Make sure that you make the most out of the day of Arafah. How do you make the most out of the day of Arafah? You can fulfill at least, if not 5 of the pillars of Islam, you can fulfill the rest of the 4. Because obviously you haven't gone for Hajj,
mm-hmm,
and Hajj is the ultimate ibadah that one can do on these beautiful days. But if one cannot make it there, the rest of the 4 can be fulfilled. First of all, fulfill your salah on time and add the extra salawat.
No.
Second of all, ensure that you give out in zakah, because the next day is Eid,
mm-hmm,
and you prepare the others who are not capable for their Eid. That's number one.
Mm.
And not only that, with your zakah, you can use that money as a means of charity for qurbani, for Nahr as well, because that is charity for Allah as well. Now you use that. And on top of that, you fast. And when you fast, you have fulfilled already
3.
And remember the hadith that we mentioned? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ التَّهْلِيلُ وَالتَّكْبِيرُ وَالتَّحْمِيدُ. You increase in the frequency of mentioning Allah with La ilaha illallah and also takbir, Allahu Akbar, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ تَحْمِيدُ. And that is literally showing and proving your oneness and your shahada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the 4 things you can do on this day in order to fulfill your Arafah day and have at least your forgiveness accepted by Allah subhanahu.
Amazing, mashallah, tabarakallah. It's a very, very, very important day, subhanallah, Sheikh. Now, if it's an important day like this, that means we should also be careful. We should be mindful of certain things that will spoil the day, Sheikh. Please tell us about these things.
الأمر الأول الذي سأبدأ به, the first thing that I will start with in regards to being mindful, فرض الصيام نية بليله وترك وطئ شربه وأكله والقيء مع إيصال شيء للمعد من أذن أو عين أو أنف قد ورد. And there is even more than that. There's a long line of poetry that I can read, but I don't want to go to that depth. But one should be mindful as you're fasting on that day. You must make sure that you do your intention the night before the day begins. That's number one.
No.
And make sure that those things which are the things which identify that we are in a state of fasting, you stay away from them. Al-aklu wa shurbu wa kadhalika al-jima'u, which is intimacy. You have to make sure that you stay away from them. But for one to have the word ahtasibu fulfilled by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he explained it to us, and have that they are in a way, they're waiting in anticipation to Allah. As they fast and as they pass this day, they must make sure that they don't backbite. Yeah. You don't use your limbs for haram. Mm-hmm. You don't walk on a path that you literally know you're going to commit haram. You don't think of what's evil. You don't instigate against a person. You don't do things which literally, you know, these would ruin your fasting and make your rewards to be diminished. When that happens, then the word ahtasib does not really refer to that person.
To anticipate, inshallah ta'ala, anticipate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day and anticipate the day of Eid. The next day after it. And that is the topic of our next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh. Brothers and sisters, join us for our next episode of this blessed show, The Days of Virtue, where we will be speaking about the days of Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.